This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The House Intelligence Committee has canceled all meetings this week as its chairman, Devin Nunes, rejects Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Nunes told reporters, "Everything is political. People say a lot of things around here, and it's fine. It's politics." He spoke just moments after his colleague, ranking Democrat committee member Representative Adam Schiff, released a statement calling for Nunes to step down. Nunes said he met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Donald Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. White House officials say President Trump will sign executive orders Tuesday that would effectively dismantle Obama-era environmental regulations. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports.
Trump will go to the headquarters of the Environmental Protection Agency to issue orders suspending or canceling several Obama-era rules and regulations. Spokesman Sean Spicer calls it an effort to boost domestic fossil fuel energy production.
This order will help keep energy and electricity affordable, reliable, and clean in order to boost economic growth and job creation.
Environmentalists have reacted with alarm to Trump's climate policies. The Sierra Club's Lena Moffitt says they take our country in exactly the wrong direction. A White House official briefing journalists Monday defended the new orders, saying they'll get EPA back to its core mission of protecting clean air and clean water. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul, warning that they should not fall into what he called the militants' trap of endangering civilians. Zayed Raad al-Hussein issued a statement Tuesday. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. It attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. Mark Amili is the U.S. Army Chief of Staff.
We don't know with certainty what caused the explosion. There were coalition airstrikes in the vicinity that day and previous days, but we don't know with certainty whether a coalition strike caused those civilian casualties or